CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China says it will closely coordinate with the U.S. to prepare for an upcoming high-level dialogue. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi has made the comment in a phone conversation with the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Tillerson said the United States will coordinate with China in preparation for the first China-U.S. diplomatic and security dialogue, and he hopes the talks will yield positive results. Yang Jiechi says since the meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump, bilateral relations have made important and positive progress. He also urges the two countries to continue high-level official contact and execute the 100-day plan for economic cooperation established between the two countries. China and the Philippines have confirmed the establishment of a biannual bilateral consultation mechanism on the South China Sea. The announcement was made in a joint press release issued on Friday after the first consultation meeting between the two sides over the issue. Under the new mechanism, officials from the respective foreign ministries and maritime affairs agencies will meet alternately in the two countries once every 6 months. Some 270 Chinese air passengers stranded in Kazakhstan have resumed their journey. Flight number 947 from Nanjing to Milan had an emergency landing in Astana on Friday due to technical problems. All of the 272 passengers on the flight are from China, half of whom are senior citizens. Chinese embassy helped all the stranded passengers obtain their transit visas in Kazakhstan. Authorities in Inner Mongolia say a fire that broke out Wednesday has been brought under control. The fire has been contained as of Saturday morning, and a cleanup is underway. The fire broke out Wednesday in a forest in Chenbarhu Banner and had spread across some 8,400 hectares. More than 8,000 people and 7 aircraft have been mobilized to extinguish the fire. U.S. President Donald Trump has begun a visit to Saudi Arabia. President Trump has been received by Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. During his two-day trip, Trump is expected to discuss counterterrorism with Arab leaders. The U.S. president will also take part in Gulf and Arabic and Islamic summits to review key regional issues. It is the first foreign visit of Trump since his election as the President of the United States. Election officials say incumbent President Hassan Rouhani is leading the Iranian presidential race. Over 40 million voters have participated in the presidential election. With almost 39 million ballots counted, Rouhani has bagged over 22 million. His nearest challenger, Ibrahim Raisi, has got some 15 million. Four candidates are vying for the Iranian presidency. The coalition of Brazilian President Michel Temer has reportedly pressured him to step down. The move comes following allegations that Brazilian president obstructs justice in the country's biggest corruption scandal. Local media say Temer's allies understand the president's service could be unsustainable and stepping down would be a less traumatic option for transition. Temer is caught in a tape endorsing owner of a meat packaging company to pay bribes to a once-powerful politician jailed for corruption. The Kremlin has announced that Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Moscow on Thursday. Topics of discussion between the two are expected to cover bilateral cooperation in political, economic, trade, cultural, and humanitarian spheres. Russian authorities said the two leaders will also discuss international and regional issues, especially related to the stability and security of the Asia-Pacific region. Police say up to 8 militants loyal to the Islamic State are killed in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say military aircraft, acting upon intelligence report, raided the militants' hideouts in Nangarhar province Friday night. No civilians or security personnel have been hurt in the raid. IS militants are yet to make comments on the incident. At least 5 people are dead in a ferry accident in western Indonesia. Another 100 people have been rescued. The accident occurred Friday evening when the ferry caught fire in waters off the East Java province. Local authorities say a search and rescue operation is still going on, involving 2 helicopters, scores of ships, and around 200 personnel. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.